right, I just heard the two beeps, so that means that we're ready to get started. Welcome everybody on the call. I want to introduce myself first. I'm Carsten Spencer, and I am very, very excited to be sharing Sue Frederick with you today. I'm going to share a little bit about myself first, which will just also give you an update of how Sue came into my life. I am a healer. I've been doing this work all of my life. Started out from really serious injuries when I was a performer dancer, and regular medicine did not help me, so it led me to yoga and meditation and really an internal journey, and which I've been doing for many years. And a couple of years ago, I guess it's been about a year and a half, I was introduced to Sue Frederick from a wonderful interview that she did on Bridging Heaven and Earth. Mm-hmm. And her energy, her insights, her intuition really inspired me to sign up for a private session with her, which I did. And that session was life-changing for me. It was amazing how she already keyed into so many things that I was already doing and able to pick up things from my past which I had somehow left out, and really able to say, you need to bring this piece back into your work. This is where you need to focus on. I mean, such a clear understanding through her numerology, her astrology, and her natural intuitive gifts. She just keyed into the pieces that were missing in the work that I do. And since working with her, my work has really moved to a new level. And I'm doing soulmate work as well, which is so exciting because that's really what Sue has moved into. And I'm going to share a little bit about Sue and her work. She is a career intuitive and helps people find their dream job, as she says, and it's really their life's purpose, really getting clear with those things that inspire them so their work no longer becomes work. It becomes the joy of their giving their service to the world. And her latest book is I See Your Soulmate, as I'm sure what she's going to share some about tonight. And she's also agreed to do me and my partner's charts, and you'll get to hear a little bit about that. But let me just read what she says here. Do you long for love? Are you tired of relationships that don't work? Sue Frederick, lifelong intuitive and author of I See Your Soulmate, an intuitive guide to finding and keeping love, will help you remember who you are and what you signed up for and how to find the partner you made a love agreement with before this life began. An intuitive since childhood, Sue Frederick is author of I See Your Soulmate and I See Your Dream Job. Sue has trained more than 200 intuitive coaches around the world, and her work has been featured in the New York Times, Real Simple, Yoga Journal, Natural Health, Yoga Fit, or Fit Yoga, The Nexus Magazine. She's been a guest on more than 200 radio shows and numerous TV shows, including Bridging Heaven and Earth, which is where I found her. Her workshop venues include Omega Institute, Naropa University, Shambhala Mountain Center, Loyola University, Crossings Retreat Center. It goes on and on. And there's a lot more here, plus testimonials from her clients, and I'm just going to read one of these, and there's plenty more on her website, which she'll share with you, but I really want to get her on here. But first, let me just read a couple of these. I recommend this course. This is someone who took one of her coaching courses. I recommend this course unequivocally, not only for individuals who want to coach, but also as a great tool for anyone interested in heightened self-awareness. I am sure that for those interested in coaching, this course provides an outstanding foundation for the creation of a new business. And here's another one about how she helped them with their intuition. I learned I can trust my intuition. I wholeheartedly recommend this course. This is her intuition course. Everyone needs to learn to find and trust their inner guidance system. And that's really what she is so helpful with and has made a big difference in my career as well. And now I just want to stop talking and let Sue come on the call and share her, in her own words, what she has to share with us.
First, I just have to say thank you so much for that introduction, Carsten. You are such a beautiful, heartfelt human being.
Thank you.
I want everybody to take a moment and just feel the energy of this call. We are so lucky to have Carsten on the call, who is a pure heart-centered being. He's a very powerful coach and healer and intuitive. And our intention tonight is to bring to all of you listening new opportunities to develop your own inner guidance system, to trust your inner guidance system and your inner healing system, and to use that to help you find your true work, your true soulmate, your true health, as Carsten does, and to understand that divine order is always on purpose, that everything that's happened to you in your life has been perfectly designed to get you where you are now, to evolve to the next level of your journey. So now I'll stop talking and let Carsten ask me questions.
So with that, Sue, it's perfect. So why don't you share a little bit with us about your journey and how, you know, when you discovered that, mm-hmm. you know, your real gift of intuition and how you were able to own that gift. Mm-hmm.
Well, as many of my clients and students know, I grew up intuitive. I mean, it was always just who I was. I didn't understand there was another way of being, and I didn't understand that everybody didn't hear the same voices and see the same images and have the same kinds of dreams that I had. And my journey of this lifetime was really about learning how to function here in the physical world, because I was kind of much more right brain, tapped into the spirit world, the divine intuitive side of life, and not very tapped into the left brain logic side of life that you have to be connected to survive here on planet Earth. So a big part of my first 30 years here was learning how to navigate the physical world and develop my left brain, which is what most people are more comfortable with from the beginning, their logic brain. And in fact, my husband and kids will tell you I'm still not very well developed in the left brain. I can get lost on my way home. But so my journey was about owning that, finally saying, okay, there's nothing wrong with me. I am absolutely fine as I am, and I have to somehow find a way to make my living from this spiritual perspective on life that I've always had. I've always seen the great spiritual soul mission that people carry within them, and I feel it when I'm around them, and I've always been baffled that they don't see that or feel that. I've always seen clearly why people fail to find their soulmate and how they can rectify that with a little bit of tweaking of their life. And one of my bigger gifts is always sensing the spirits of the departed around us and constantly having them come to me in my dreams to talk to me. So how was I going to make my living from that? Well, honestly, it took me until my late 40s to figure that out, because I was trying so hard to be conventional and fit in, and I was a journalist figuring out how to make my living as a writer. And finally, I woke up in a big turning point, a big reinvention point, and said, I have to own who I really am and do the work I came here to do, because there is nothing left here that feels possible for me to do. I have to live from my truth. And that's how it got going, Carsten.
And Sue, I want to ask some questions, because we've been connected for a while, and I heard you speak the other night, and really share some of the personal stuff of your story. And I think probably the people on the call would be interested in hearing the story about your first husband.
Mm, very pivotal point, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was a mountaineering Colorado Outward Bound instructor in the 70s, and it was a part of the way of me learning how to be here in the physical world. You know, I figured if I could figure out how to be strong and climb mountains and rock climb and all that and navigate the wilderness, I could figure out how to live here in this world. And along the way, I met a man named Paul Frederick, who was also a mountain climber. And we thought that the lesson of the lifetime was about conquering challenges, you know, overcoming anything that was put in our way and making it to the top of the mountain no matter what. And he was at a very young age, at 34, he was diagnosed with colon cancer, and I was 29, 28. And we, in the year that followed, learned that, no, the lesson was surrender, and the lesson was learning that this is a spiritual world here, that our souls are in charge, that we are spirits on a mission, and that the physical world is just our brief dream that we are here working through to evolve our souls. And I went through a journey of Paul coming to a place of moving towards his death and looking at his life from a completely new spiritual perspective. And ultimately, he died in my arms in a very profound moment where he showed me that every breath we take is consciously done, and even our final breath is consciously taken. And I saw his spirit leave his body as he took his final breath. And it was such a profound gift to me to see that, that I knew from that point on, and I was 29 or 30, I knew that I had to someday, somehow, figure out how to make that my life's work, is sharing that insight or that perception with people. But I had no clue, Karsten. You know, I was 29, 30. It was 1980. Yeah. In 1980, intuitives
right at your Saturn return.
Exactly at my Saturn return.
Yeah.
Major Saturn return wake-up call.
Yeah. Wow. It's very powerful, and it's interesting how you talk about you were doing the outward bound, and there was an instinct that you had about getting in your body. And I know for me, that's a lot what my journey was, coming to that injury, being a performer, and so much of that was about me getting in my body. Mm-hmm. And I had a similar experience with a very good friend of mine that was right in, around the 1980s, or the middle of the 1980s, during the AIDS crisis, when so many people around me, including my best friend, were dying, were letting go of their bodies. And I had a, I guess it was a very spiritual moment when I was in the hospital with Jeffrey, and he was, the doctor said it was a coma, but I sat there communicating with him, not through words, but just through thoughts, and it was very similar. I just was able to send him the message, it's okay to let go, and we had this connection back and forth. So my question for you, just from reading this bio, and I know you talked about that you have the you know, vision of spirits, and it's part of your intuition. What was Paul's, how did you experience him as he left the body? You said you had a clear vision of it. What was that vision like?
Well, the first, it's hard to talk about without bringing in all the details. I mean, so many things that happened up to that point that were so profound, Karsten, as I'm sure you know from your experience.
One of the things you talked about that amazed me was that he began, because he was working with this Native American guide, he was part Native American, and he just began spontaneously speaking the Lakota language.
Yes, he did, and that was in the final days and weeks of his life, because we had visited Chief Fool's Crow for a healing ceremony, and Chief Fool's Crow had taken Paul on this sort of chanting ceremonial journey, and then Chief Fool's Crow took me for a walk separately and said, I want you to know that this is not, he has already made the choice here, the soul choice of dying, and he picked you to go through the process with him for both of your soul work, and you have to be strong. And then he brought me back to Paul, and Paul was saying, oh, I feel great. I did this amazing healing ceremony. And then a month later, you know, as the final month went on, Paul would wake up speaking Lakota, and I'd say, what are you saying, Paul? What are you saying? And he would say, Chief Fool's Crow taught me two songs. One song was to help me die. One song was to help me with the pain. And he would say this in the hospital even, and the doctors wrote it on his charts that they thought he had lost his mind or that he was speaking in tongues. But I knew that it was Lakota because I had studied a lot of Lakota. I mean, that was only one, you know, it was so profound, the whole experience. But ultimately, when Paul left, it was, he woke me up. I was sleeping on the floor of the hospital. All of our friends were around the bed. We were all in our 20s and 30s, so there was no real sense of sacredness. We were just sort of crying and chatting and hanging out in the bed as he was in a coma, and his breathing hadn't changed for 24 hours. and all of a sudden I fell asleep on the floor, and he appeared to me vividly, and he said, "What are you doing? Wake up. You promised me that you would hold me and I could die in your arms. Get off the floor and come and hold me." And I woke up, jumped up. I told everyone to leave the room except for Paul's mom. And Paul's mom and I stood on either side of him. And believe me, his breathing had not changed for 24 hours. It was that labored coma breathing.
Mm-hmm.
I started rubbing him, saying, just like you said to Jeffrey, I started saying, "Oh, Paul, you're free to go. Your mom and I will be fine. We release you with love. Don't linger and suffer in this body." And he took this beautiful, slow, peaceful exhale. And it was a profound exhale. And at the moment of the final moment of that exhale, this matter, I can only say a filmy matter, moved through my hands, moved through the air between his mother and I, and out the window. And then I looked at Paul's body, and it was completely different. It was without spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that he was gone. And I also want to say to you, Karsten, that I feel so close to you for so many reasons, and one of them is that we've shared such similar journeys. I mean, you have always been very sensitive and intuitive, and you struggled to find your way in the physical world here. And, you know, dancing was your way of getting into your body, and then that brought you to your true gift of healing and energy work and intuition and guiding people from a spiritual perspective. And it's so wonderful that we get to be here now and teach people and coach people and work with people. Everybody is here to teach and coach and help people. We just all have to get to the point where we're evolved enough to see that and share our gifts with the world.
Well, and I think that this brings me to some of my other questions about the power of intuition, you know, that word that we've all heard so much, and we all, you know, no matter who we are, whether we think of ourselves as an intuitive or not, we all have an inner guidance system.
Mm-hmm.
And so my other question is, how do we navigate between that inner guidance system and what we call monkey mind, or that ego brain, that fear-based part of us? Especially for me, I mean, even though I'm doing this work, there's times when I get stressed out or there's a crisis going on, and I still, you know, even with some of the tools I have, I'm still not quite sure how to find that intuition. Do you have any tools?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good
that's
a really good point. And one thing I want all the callers to know is that, you know, once you agree to drop into this physical world, this dense realm, you agree to experience the dense energy down here, which includes some fear and some negativity and some anger and all that negative stuff. You agree to drop in here to feel that, so that you can learn how to shift it and move it up to the higher frequency of emotion, higher emotion, for example, gratitude, love. Those are about as high a frequency vibrational things as you can get to. So when we're in our pitiful self, as I call it, we're in that negative place of fear, stress, anger, don't beat ourselves up about it. It's part of being human. And then once we kind of recognize what's going on and we're ready to shift, we can use little energy shifting things to raise our energy from gratitude, love, feeling love. But my favorite of all, you know, I teach everyone, is that we have to learn to sit 20 minutes a day at least, close our eyes, and do some form of meditation that quiets that monkey mind, because it's the left brain monkey mind that is making you think these fearful thoughts and feel like you're not good enough. That's all from the left brain logical monkey mind. And the minute we sit, close our eyes, repeat a sacred sound like a mantra or a prayer, and stop thinking. It's not about visualizing or thinking. It's about stopping thought with that repetition of sound. Then we just automatically shift into right brain focus, which is our higher self, our intuition, our divinity. And we know we're there when we start feeling things in our gut rather than our hearing it in our mind, in our head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one of the tools I use, that's so true, and just remembering that it's a muscle that
right.
we need to strengthen. So
truly.
The more the 20 minutes, and for me, sometimes it's 15 minutes twice a day.
Right.
But I know that if I don't do it regularly, I feel myself getting off balance.
And the way
and,
people can
the,
think
the
of
other,
it.
The other tool that I give people is the miracle in three breaths, which is a real quick grounding technique
mm-hmm.
that can be done anytime.
Mm-hmm.
And I find if I don't do my regular meditation, though,
right.
that miracle in three breaths, there's no place of calm to dip into. So we
right.
need to be going to that peaceful place regularly. That's true.
You know, meditation is really, I tell people, it's like brushing your teeth. It's just something you have to do if you're going to be here in the physical world. It's as important as brushing your teeth, because without doing that, you forget that you are a divine being connected to a higher self with an intuitive guidance system, and you simply start believing that this physical world that you see around you is all there is. And when any of us listen to our left brain and believe that, we are lost. We are disconnected from our higher self.
Yeah, true. Now, Sue, do you have a regular, I know that you said that the outward bound stuff, and, you know, there was a need for you to get into your physical body. And I know when I saw you a couple weeks ago, you know, it's hard for me to believe that you are the, you know, the physical actual age you are, because you look so youthful and so vibrant. I mean, the energy that flows through you is just, I mean, you can feel it in the room.
Aww.
Do you have a regular physical practice that you do? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I've learned that in this body that I chose for this lifetime, that it doesn't function right unless I give it, you know, 30 minutes of, at least 30 minutes of some kind of movement today. So, for example, before this call, I went for a beautiful 30-minute walk up some steep hills. And then I also, you know, when you can't get out of your house, I believe that, you know, it's easy to pop an exercise DVD or some sort of DVD into your player and exercise in your living room. And I have like a 4x4 area in front of my TV where I'll do a workout if I can't get out of the house. But we all have to recognize that, of course, the body is connected to the soul. And if the body is in stagnant energy, the chi isn't flowing, that's affecting our energy, our intuition, our spiritual well-being. It's all connected. It's like the car we drive down here is our body. So, yeah, we got to put some good fuel into it.
Right, and it's all about balance. It feels so great to hear you say that, because one of the favorite things I can say to clients who, you know, are up in that stress place, they seem to not be able to get out, I say, well, get out of your head and into your body. Do something.
Mm-hmm.
Dancing is one of the best things. Put on music and dance.
Yes.
Or sing at the top of your lungs. It doesn't matter how you sound. It's getting that energy flowing through you.
Exactly,
yes,
right.
Absolutely.
Well said.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that's very well put.
Thank you. Now, I would love to hear about some of the things that you're offering. I noticed that you do three different types of intuitive training,
mm-hmm.
career, soulmate, and grief,
right.
which is so interesting for me because the work that I do one-on-one with clients, I realize that even if I'm just working on one piece, and I work with all three of those pieces as
mm-hmm.
well, even if I'm just working on one piece, the other things seem to fall into place. It's
absolutely
really interesting.
Absolutely true.
So, is there an order that you like to that you feel people should take if they're going to take all three of these? And can you tell us how these trainings evolved?
Well, the way they evolved is that my first book, I See Your Dream Job, came out, and people were, you know, desperately asking me how they could learn to do this so that they could do it for themselves and their friends and their families, to see their true work, see their soul's mission. And I realized, you know, this work can't be about me. I have to teach everybody to do this, really, so that anyone can sit down and see a person's soul mission and understand it and help them line that up with their career. So that's when I invented the Career Intuitive Training Program, which people love. It's the first time that I taught my system that I had created that combined numerology from the birth path with a little astrology from the date of birth with my intuitive techniques of accessing guidance for somebody, for a client. And I was so amazed the first time I taught it that people could really learn it and they could turn around and do it and understand that they had access to their intuition and that they could help another person see their soul's journey. And it just made me so happy to see these people going out and starting careers of business, becoming a career intuitive coach, and even just using it in their own personal life to help them understand their journey, their mission, and help their friends and family. And then when my new book, when I wrote that book, I See Your Soulmate, I actually wrote it 2 years ago because the publishing world is very slow to get a book out. I had to turn it in a while ago. And so in the process of writing that book, I thought, well, I also want to empower people to use intuition to navigate love and relationships. So then I brought, you know, that, the Soulmate Intuitive Coach Training, into the world, and people just instantly loved that. I've trained a number of coaches in that. And then I turned my third book into the publisher, which is my true life's work, and it won't be out till September of 2013, but it's called I See Your Loved Ones on the Other Side, and it's really about teaching everyone how they can access their intuition to speak directly to their departed and be healed by connecting to their departed and quieting the mind and opening the heart and getting answers directly from the people they love who they've lost. And that book, I am so excited about it. And so, of course, in the process of writing it, I created my Grief Intuitive Coach Training Program. And the first time I taught it was about 4 or 5 months ago. And it blew me away the way people responded to it. Everybody in the program had lost someone they loved at some point, and they all kept saying, this webinar is healing my grief. Even though I thought my grief was resolved years ago, it is now coming to a new level of healing. And it was profound, Carson. In fact, I hope that you'll do that one sometime, because I know you've lost many people you love as well. You know, so that's where they all came from, and they all can, they can be taken individually, but most of my coaches, once they take one of them, they want to have all three of them under their belt so that they can offer career coaching, soulmate coaching, and grief coaching. And like you say, they all work together. I mean, whenever I work with a client, of course, when they want to know about their career, they also have relationship questions, and of course, everybody has somebody on the other side that they would like guidance from. So they all work together.
Yeah, and you know, what came up for me as you were talking about it, and you know, I was thinking about grief and the people I've lost and how being willing and able to go into that place of grief and really experience it, I feel that it's really been a big piece in being able to really access my intuition more and more.
Mm-hmm.
So is that something you find in working with grief and allowing people to go into that place?
Grief is the most, yes, I mean, grief is the most profound opening of into the higher realms. I believe that we're at a place of consciousness shifting now where the veil between the realms is thinner than ever and getting thinner, because we're supposed to be learning right now that in this physical world we still have access to the unseen realms, the higher realms. And when someone is grieving, they're desperately longing to know if their loved one has continued on beyond the physical world. And when you teach them a process of quieting their mind and feeling that and speaking directly to the departed, they experience it in their own heart, in their own soul. It's so profound, Carson. I mean, to me, grief is our greatest teacher and our greatest gift.
Yeah. And it's almost, I mean, for me, in my experience, it's almost as though it's the key or the doorway that opens you to those other realms. I had an experience the other night, and I've been doing some of this work with people who have passed on, and really, you know, in my own work, which is about getting into the body, feeling the different chakras.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working on the solar plexus, which is where we hold so much of the emotional energy. And I was calling in my parents who you know my story.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some, you know, my soul choices around my childhood were some difficult ones.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents came in, and I began crying from such a deep place. And I have a little picture of myself sitting up on my altar as a child, because so much of this is, I feel, getting in touch with that childhood grief that we didn't feel safe enough to feel.
Yep.
And I looked at my inner child and began from this place of deep tears, I began laughing. And for about 10 minutes, I was laughing and crying at the same time.
That's
and
great.
It was the most ecstatic experience I think I've ever had. And I felt my parents in the room with me so powerfully at that. And since then, I felt this weight being lifted off me and this constant connection with them, and my dreams have been the same way.
I'm so happy. And that, Karsten, is such a great example of how we can all heal our grief from making that direct connection ourselves.
That's the other thing that I really have been getting from you, and I got from you so powerfully when we had our session together, was that intention and intuition are so connected too. Once you have an intention that I'm going to do this, you make the choice, it opens up the doors for the intuitive guidance to begin to come in.
Absolutely true. Absolutely
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I teach my training webinars, everybody on the first day is nervous, and they're thinking, am I going to be able to do this? Am I going to be able to intuitively read my coaching partner? And so I have this way of just saying to everybody, okay, we've just covered all this material, and now you're going to hang up and call your partner, and you're going to do an intuitive reading, and here are the steps you're going to follow, and I'll see you back here in an hour, and, you know, no questions asked, you're going to do it. And every single time, and I've been teaching this for 3 years now, everybody comes back on after they've coached and been coached by a partner, and they said, I can't believe it. I used my intuition to help someone, and it was accurate and valid. And yes, I mean, once we intend to do something, everything lines up with that.
Because separation, this idea of separation, mm-hmm. is really an ego mind illusion, right?
Completely.
We're all connected at that energetic level.
And connected by love. I mean, that's the beauty of this universe. You know, when we talk about high vibrating energy and the frequency of our divine order universe, that's the highest, purest emotion there is, and that is love. And opening the heart connects us to our intuition, to our higher self, to our spiritual connection, and to each other. And, you know, that's what we're all here to learn how to do in spite of the crazy things going on in the physical world. We're all supposed to be rising above it, remembering that we're divine beings, opening our heart, trusting our intuition, and navigating from that.
Yeah, and what's helpful for me when I'm in that place where I'm feeling judgment for someone else or someone has, quote, done me wrong, if I can breathe into that, and one of my favorite sayings is just to say, oh, just like me. As I say that, I realize that, you know, I've been in that position too, and when I can remember that, I also remember, oh, well, there were reasons, there was this going on in my life or whatever, and so suddenly that feeling of being taken advantage of or that wanting to react with judgment and anger moves me to compassion. So it's so helpful.
You are such a beautiful soul, Karsten. I just can't stop saying that. And I just want to interject and say, you know, I know we're talking about my coach training programs, but Karsten, you have a beautiful website and you offer amazing classes. And at the end of this call, you and I are both going to be offering discounts for our programs, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, because we're both really excited about the work we do, and I think that's one of the reasons we connected is because, you know, we realized through our journeys that our sole purpose is to heal ourselves and the planet, because we realize there's really no separation between who we are and our community
of
humanity and the animals too. You know, the animals to me are such a powerful reminder of that non-judgmental love energy. And I know that we want to get a lot of information in. So another question that I'm just realizing as I've got all your information here in front of me is that you offer these three trainings we talked about, the career, the soulmate, and the grief, also as pre-recorded training,
right?
Or either as pre-recorded or the live webinars, which
right.
I'm really excited about, the Soulmate webinar that you're doing, because I'm definitely signed up for that, and I really can't wait.
Wonderful.
But what's the difference between what you're learning?
Well, I kept hearing from people who would say, in my schedule, I just can't, you know, be at the computer and on the phone for 10 hours, and it's a 10-hour live webinar. You do part of it Friday afternoon and the rest of it all day Saturday. And there's a lot of moms and people who simply can't do that. And so what I did was I recorded a live webinar, and then I created a volume of materials that would make it so that anyone could read this workbook and read these materials, as well as listening to this recorded webinar and watching on the screen as I teach. And they would feel like they were with us and they were part of the group and they were experiencing it. And the only difference is that it's not live, that it's pre-recorded, and that instead of hanging up to coach a client who's on the call, they have to have made arrangements to call up a friend and coach a friend. And so that they're still doing the coaching, but it's not with a live group. And many people have taken those self-guided programs and said they were amazing, you know, very, very powerful, as if they were really part of a live group.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Now, is there a difference in cost for those?
Yeah, the pre-recorded are, of course, much cheaper than the live webinars. In fact, the pre-recorded, I believe, are at an amazing price. Any of my pre-recorded webinars are $299. So that means for $299, you can listen to a pre-recorded program, get all your learning materials, do your coaching with real people in your life, and then be certified to be an intuitive coach, just the same as if you participated in the live one. But the live one is more expensive. However, tonight, later on, I'm going to offer a great discount code that only the callers who are listening can use to register for my next live webinars that are coming up soon.
Wonderful. Now, how would taking, say, your soulmate intuitive training help me with my own relationship?
Well, you know, as in every relationship, we all have to learn that the person we love is on a different path than us ultimately, and they look at the world in a different way. So how do we navigate love and life with someone on a different journey? So in my soulmate work, my coach training, as well as in my book, I See Your Soulmate, I help you understand your partner's path so that when your partner is doing some sort of behavior that maybe you don't understand or something, you can really understand, oh, that's because he is on this particular path and he has to experience life this way. This is his challenge. This is his gift. And now I can look at it much more understanding and empower him to go down that path. So, for example, with you and Turo, your beautiful partner, you know, Carson, as you remember, you're that powerful one path, the leader, right? And and Turo is this powerful Scorpio four path, which is all about being strong and dependable and reliable, but very strong and rooted in the earth, so to speak. And then he's got the Scorpio wrapped around it, so that gives you a whole essence of him. In fact, I love his energy. It's very physical, very, very physical, very powerful. But when you add your path with his, you see that your relationship number is a five, and we talk about this in the coach training and in the book. And your five relationship number, it means that in order for your relationship to sort of evolve to its highest potential, you can enjoy, you have a lot of physical passion between you, a lot of shared sensuality. That's a five relationship. Enjoy it. Cook and travel and play and all of that great stuff, lots of fun and passion. But what you have to do to make the relationship better is to really work on your intuitive connection, your deep spiritual connection, and do a lot of, I have steps in my book that I would recommend to you. Number one is understand each other's different paths and connect intuitively about them, giving to each other to open the heart, because the five relationship number is all about passion and physicality, so you've got to bring heart and spirit into it as well. So that's the kind of work that I would do with a couple, and also that's what we teach in the soulmate intuitive work, as well as looking at your personal years that you're each in, which are different. So how do you help Turo navigate the fact that he is in a seven personal year this year, which is all about kind of turning inward, you know, and looking at the world and asking questions about spirituality and not feeling very social. And yet you're in a four personal year, which is about getting the work done and moving forward and being strong. Mm-hmm. So how do you two navigate that together? You know, these are the kinds of questions we talk about, and also using intuitive meditations together as a couple to connect on that deep level. It's all very specific in the training, even though right now I can't go into all the specifics, but you come away from the training with incredible tools for understanding love and all the relationships in your life, whether it's your partner, your parents, your siblings. You really get a whole new take on it. And if you're single, you understand why the past relationships didn't work and then how to move forward to open the door for your true love, true soulmate, to come into your life, and then how to love them when they're there.
Well, I have to say that just hearing what you said, and it just ringing so true, my solar plexus and heart are just like this warm, glowing energy. Because, you know, our relationship is great, and there's certain places where, you know, insecurities come up. And just mm-hmm. what you said, I just took a deep breath, and it was like, oh, okay, of course. So that was really wonderful, Sue. Thank you. I really appreciate just that little bit. And I'm really looking forward to the webinar, because I think that's going to be amazing. But, yeah, you hit so many things right on the button. And, yeah, and for me also, a soulmate is that person who you've got a strong enough connection to, so even though they're going to push your buttons, mm-hmm. because in a sense that's what your soulmates are about. They're
exactly.
about helping you look at the stuff you haven't been looked at before.
Exactly right.
And,
I mean, we try to think
yeah.
that, you know, love is about living happily ever after. No, it's a soulmate agreement that we make before we come in, and it says, hey, I love you so much, and I'm going to help you evolve, and you're going to help me evolve. And when we connect down there in the physical world, we're going to be nudging each other through love, joy, and pain to remember our divine potential and live up to it.
Yeah, one of the sayings that I do with my course, and it's in the 7-week series that I'm going to share about in a minute too, but is the saying that happily ever after is a recipe for disaster.
Boy, that's true.
It keeps us from being in the present moment and makes us think that the tough stuff, something when we're not happy or our partner's bringing up our stuff, we want to turn and run for the hills. When
right.
that's really the time when we have the most possibility for real intimacy, for
and real love,
depth,
yeah.
for real growth.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for real growth.
Yeah.
Yeah, to open our hearts even when it doesn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Mm. Well, I think since we're getting close to the end, I think we should just go ahead and move into sharing about
yes.
what we're.
We
what
should
we're
tell
offering.
These people who came on the call all the great things we have to offer them. So, Karsten, since I've been monopolizing things, why don't you start by talking about your program that you're going to offer a discount for?
Oh, like great. Well, the program is called my 7-week. Soulmate program, and I see it as such a wonderful complement to what you do, because what we'll be doing, we'll be working for 7 weeks. There'll be 7 teleconferences once a week. Within that, you're going to get guided meditations. You're going to get, and I've been inspired just from your work in preparing for this, I'm going to be putting together some extra meditation CDs or downloads that I'm going to send to everybody each week. That will really, if you haven't started a meditation program, you will have one at the end of this series.
Mm.
And if you don't feel like doing it yourself or you need a little bit of inspiration, you'll be able to click your computer or punch your iPod, and you'll have a choice of a number of different meditation techniques that will gently guide you into that place with a long period of silence to allow you to just really practice strengthening that muscle of going within. And we talked about intention before. This 7-week series works with intention to get clear about who you are, where your power is. We work with the chakras. There's 7 chakras, and each week we'll be working with a different chakra. You'll get a guided meditation that's going to draw you right into that chakra and give you a chance to consciously experience that energy. So it really is about getting out of your head, getting into your body, and trusting the energies which ultimately these are the energies that when you balance them, they draw that person to you who resonates with the best in you, who mm-hmm. resonates with your higher purpose, as you put
said.
It so brilliantly. It's that person that you made a soul agreement with before you even became into this lifetime, that you were going to do great things together, you were going to experience a whole new level of being, of connecting. And your soulmate is someone that you have been in relationship with for eons of time, probably
right.
before we even came to this earth plane.
Right.
It's an energy that complements you. I, in doing this spiritual work and opening to my intuition, I had an experience the other night where stuff was going on with Turo and I. He pushed my buttons about something, so I, you know, went out, took my walk, I did a meditation, and suddenly I got this clear vision of the plains in Africa. I was a gazelle, and I was being basically eaten. I was being caught and eaten by this lion, and as soon as the vision came up to me, I realized the lion was Turo, I was the gazelle, and as he bit into my neck and I felt the life flowing out of me and flowing into him, instead of what our ego mind thinks of, oh my God, how horrible that must have been, the actual experience was pure ecstasy because
right.
I was being taken into this powerful, wonderful energy, and it was all about energy. And, you know, it happened within like a split second,
mm-hmm.
but it was such clarity. Oh, that makes sense about certain energy that goes on in the relationship. So, you know, we've experienced so many things
mm-hmm.
over our soul's journey. And whoever shows up as our soulmate, it's just the next step. It's the next piece of the puzzle.
Beautifully put.
So
very
what?
Beautifully put.
And
I'm going to get to help you teach one of your classes, right, Karsten?
Yes, absolutely. That's what I'm very excited about. Sue has agreed to come on to one of our classes and share with you her brilliant work around numerology
mm-hmm.
and astrology and how to use those two wonderful tools. And her, I can't wait to get more information on that for me as well. But her work with that, if you've done numerology or astrology in the past, the brilliant thing about Sue's work is she's used her intuition to bring those two things together in a way that really creates a powerful paradigm or technique that allows you to really apply it to your life and your relationships directly. That really helps you. It just gives you a whole, it's a way of reading between the lines that we see, really seeing what's behind there. So I'm excited about that. So
Karsten, how do people sign up for your program?
Well, to sign up for my program, you can go to, I have it written down here, let me go. It's a special website. You can either send me an email to karstenspencer.com, that's karstenspencer at hotmail.com, or you can go to karstenspencer.com, and let me find the page that you can go to that will allow you to get the discount. Karsten Spencer, you know, I can't compare with all Sue's stuff. It's my stuff.
That's okay.
That's okay.
And meanwhile,
karstenspencer.com.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go ahead, Sue. You talk while I find it.
Okay, while he finds his discount.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, there you
I found it.
Okay.
Karsten Spencer, that's C-A-R-S-T-E-N, like 10 cars, but reverse, karstenspencer.com/soulmate-special. Soulmate is one word. It's all no spaces. So karstenspencer.com/soulmate-special.
Perfect.
And that will take you to a page where you can get this program,
and
which normally it costs $397, and I'm offering it for 50% off, and the other bonuses that are there on that page are you get a free coaching session with me as well, a one-on-one coaching session.
Are you kidding? Oh my God, Karsten, that is such a gift to everybody. So you guys
get to be
coached by this beautiful, heart-opened, loving man who's so intuitive and so powerful, as well as take his soulmate, find your soulmate program for 50% off. That is beyond awesome, Karsten.
Well, and the one other thing I want to add, just because I love you and I love the work that you do, that anyone who wants to sign up for one of Sue's live webinar events, whichever one they want to choose, I will drop that price for my 7-week series to $97.
Oh, my God.
So that means you can get Sue's work plus my 7 weeks to keep everything going, the meditation technique, 7 weeks. The other thing that's exciting about that is that we're going to create a support community.
Right.
And I know that that's also what's exciting about Sue's work when she does the webinars, that
right.
you get together with this support community. So
right.
there'll
I mean,
be a support
once,
blog and
yeah.
a community each week.
So that means we'll be even combining our support communities, which is so great because anybody who takes my
yeah.
coach trainings, they get instant access to my monthly free coaches teleseminar calls where I answer all my coaches' questions. I talk about different topics that involve doing this work in the world, and they all come on and ask questions, and it's a live event, and it's just beautiful, and it's free for all my coaches. So, you know, Carson, what you're offering is so profound, and I'm excited about what I want to offer, too, is that you know, anybody who wants to take my live intuitive training webinars, you know, whether it's soulmate, career, or grief, and they're all coming up live in the next few weeks. If you go to my website, you can see the dates and everything. And my website is www.careerintuitive.com or careerintuitive.org. Both go to my same website. And that's careerintuitive.com. And if you go there and you click on Become an Intuitive Coach, you will see all of my trainings, both live and pre-recorded. And if you pick to participate in one of my live webinars, here is your discount code that I want you to type in when you register, and it will give you a 20% reduction in your tuition. And that's pretty significant because these are not priced very high at all. So, you know, the 20% reduction in tuition gives you quite a bargain for getting a whole training that allows you to become a coach and launch a business and even just heal yourself if that's what you want to do with the work. And the 20% discount code that you get on this call is the word ginger, G-I-N-G-E-R. So it's like the herb ginger, G-I-N-G-E-R. So that means when you go to register for one of my trainings, in the first page of registration, you see a little box, and the box says, do not use this space because I don't offer discount codes ever. And instead, you're going to ignore where it says, do not use this space, and you're going to type in ginger, G-I-N-G-E-R, and you will get to enroll and get your training and your live webinar for 20% off the price. And that brings the price of the training down to about $470. So for $470, you become a certified career intuitive, soulmate intuitive, or grief intuitive coach.
Sue, that's so wonderful. And what I want to share with you, let me just use this, I don't know why my computer suddenly started singing. Hello.
It's happy.
What I want to share with everyone is that Sue's work is so powerful that not only do you get the accreditation to be able to call yourself a career coach, the thing that's just as powerful, if not more so, is you will walk away with such a sense of confidence and clarity about who you are and why you came to the planet mm-hmm. that the energy that comes from you, people are going to want to work with you. You won't even have to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll feel this new energy, and you'll also be able to get a sense of who needs your work. You'll be drawn to the people that need and want to work with you. So and as a career coach, you can make that money back, you know, very quickly and well beyond, and you'll be sharing powerful healing with the planet.
And
so,
plus, you know, there's a big longing now among mainstream America, conventional world, for a new approach to finding our true work, a new approach to finding love. The energy and consciousness is raising and shifting now so much that people have tried doing things the conventional way, and it hasn't worked. So now they're hungry for a spiritual perspective, an intuitive perspective, a completely new perspective on how to make their choices and navigate their lives. And that's what you'll be able to offer to people as clients when you are certified in these trainings.
And that's one of the powerful things that came out of hearing you speak the other night when you talked about how you were in the corporate world. That's mm-hmm. where you were, and you began doing this stuff and basically giving it away for free
right.
because you didn't feel you were ready to charge for it. But how the executives and, you know, from the left brain corporate world were all not only drawn to you, but they began, you know, they began taking your coaching, and their careers took off. So that was a really powerful piece that, you know, the world is so ready for this
it
now.
It is. I mean, when people say, oh, you know, it's too out there, I'll never be able to make a living, I have to tell you people, I have had clients come to me for intuitive sessions who were seriously working for the government, working for the FBI, working on Wall Street and the banking industry, working, of course, you know, in California and the computer industry, Silicon Valley, all of these people that you would think would be very left-brain, logical, conservative in their thinking. No, everybody is looking for a new way of navigating their life, and that's what you can learn from this training.
Yeah, I just began. I had my first session, I think I told you on the phone the other day, with my brother. He signed up for my actually 10-week series that mm-hmm. I do one-on-one. And he's totally corporate. He's in, you know, he has his own investment banking business mm-hmm. and stuff. And he's totally into this stuff. When I started telling him about the dreams, the dream meditations that I do, where it helps you access inner guidance from your dreams,
mm-hmm.
he's like, wow, I really want to do that. So people are, don't project onto people who you think they are. People are open to this.
Exactly,
and if you've
right.
got a gift that they trust is going to change their lives,
mm-hmm.
they're willing to open to it and trust you.
So let's end up the call by, again, you tell people, Carson, how they can find your program, what your website is, your email address, and I'll do the same.
Okay, so you can get to me by either sending me an email straight to Carsten Spencer, that's CarstenSpencer at hotmail.com, or carstenspencer.com/soulmate-special, and that will take you right to the page where you can sign up for a discount. And if you are planning to, you want to take my training as well as Sue's, then send me an email, because that's just something I just decided to do on the call tonight, because I love Sue's work and I really want to be able to share both of our works with you. But that would be where you'd get signed up with Sue's discounts, which are amazing, and you'd be able to take my 7-week series for just $97. And I will even throw in, if you're going to do that, a coaching session with me.
Unbelievable offer.
I feel generous tonight. So,
So I just want to thank everyone for coming on board. I know all of you are busy and have busy lives, and I hope you've enjoyed the very heartfelt connection that Carsten and I share, and how we love doing this kind of work in the world, and we hope to be able to share it with all of you. And I hope that you'll visit our websites. My website to review is careerintuitive.org or careerintuitive.com. My name is Sue Frederick, and I'm the author of I See Your Soulmate and I See Your Dream Job. And you can even go to www.suefrederick.com, and that will bring you to my same websites, but you have to spell my name right. So my name is SueFrederick. So there's a tricky E in there, Frederick. Think of it as SueFrederick.com, and that will bring you to my website. And then, again, you just go look at my coach trainings, and then you type the discount word Ginger, G-I-N-G-E-R, into the registration page. And you are on your way to becoming a very powerful intuitive coach and helping hundreds and hundreds of people, as well as yourself, to heal and live up to your great potential. So,
and
Sue,
I want to invite people also to, if it sounds interesting to you, sign up for a one-on-one session with Sue. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. She just gives you, you feel like you're just so cared for and nurtured, and you'll leave with a whole new view on life and where you're headed.
Thank you so much, Carsten, and you guys can do that on my website as well, careerintuitive.com. So on that note, I think we'll say good night, And also, I'm just giving Karsten a big hug and a big kiss of gratitude. This has been so fun.
I feel you. I'm sending it back, and I feel like we're in the same room together, which feels great.
Yeah. All right. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much.
All right. Lots of love to everyone.
Lots of love.
Trust your intuition.
That's right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Conference continuation off.